This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sunday morning, some call it brunch. We call it Sunday morning overtime here on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Heavy metal, Christopher in his normal position, leading by example as always. My brother, how was your evening?
Well, I was working last night, as I tend to do on Saturdays, because I'm super fun.
Yeah, but your work environment is no normal work environment. True, you have an elite potty atmosphere, which is all good. Shout out to the canine community and all of you that travel on X. Been some great response to yesterday. Brother Holder, the doctor, Ben Standick, Al Galdi, guys were priceless yesterday. They were throwing. We had no hitters, shut out, and perfect games being tossed by our flamethrowers. And today, the level just keeps building. The Wizard, Walt Williams, part of that, the triplets, as I call them, Holiday, Coach K as Coach Nake, and Walt Williams. Terps, man, I'm so excited that we got success, Mason. We got teams that are in that explosive path. Hoyas are flipping it around. But I'm telling you what, Terps and next Wednesday coming up, Sparty's coming to town. And it feels like the old days when we had classic barn burners, big time games. You know, once upon a time, we had a little swag in this area because you had the game of the week, the game of the month, and the game of the year that took place in our neighborhoods, and it's coming back. And it's a thrill, man. It really is. Nothing feels better than being out of last place and being competitive, competing, and I'm thrilled of it. And the Capitals, I mean, hockey is just... I know you're a puckhead, and yesterday... I mean, Pittsburgh, Penguins, Caps is as close to the old days to Washington, Dallas, to me.
Oh, for sure.
You know, people talk about rivalry. They don't have any idea what a rivalry is. A rivalry ain't getting your ass beat 9 out of 10 times. That's no rivalry. You're a sacrificial lamb. A rivalry is Frazier, Ali. It really is Tommy. It's Hitman Hearns and Marvelous Marvin Hagelin, Philadelphia. Three-rounder. Epic. I mean, it's rock'em sock'em. And the Pens and the Capitals, I mean, that's what it really was. I mean, that to me was thorough. And as much as I ride Big Tony, and I know he's somewhere out in the woods hunting squirrels, but they're always relevant. It's a big brand that's always relevant. And when they're not playing at their expected level, we're concerned. There's a buzz. Something's wrong. It's almost like when the Steelers aren't really good, we're kind of confused. We're like, what? You know, what's up? Whereas Dallas has been able to pull this off for 30 years. And we're still punch drunk. We still talk about them as if they're elite. This is not a bit. I'm not kidding. I am amazed at how much coverage Dallas receives. I go, why? Because they're good at what they do in terms of stirring up that hornet's nest, keeping it going. Why is so much mentioned? Why so much? Who else has not done anything of national consequences in 30 years that is on the tip of your tongue? You tell me. Are there any rock groups that once upon a time were it that hadn't had a gold record or a bronze, whatever it is, a platinum record in 30 years, and it's still on the tip of your tongue?
Oh, man, I don't know.
No, you do know.
Nobody. Off the top of my head, I was like, I don't know.
Nobody. And then we're now doing it with the Steelers. Steeler this, Steeler that. We're going to court. Who cares? That's my whole point, is that the tide has changed. And I mention this because, I'll tell you who cares. The fan base cares. Because they don't die on the vine. They're not, you know, they're relevant now. No, they ride and die. Now, the Cleveland Browns, I've been saying this as long as I've had a hot microphone. You show me somebody with more loyalty than the Browns backers, and I'll walk to the location to meet you. We know the drought we've been through. We speak from example. We speak from living proof. Living proof. Does 30 years seem that long to you?
Oh, man, it seems like forever sometimes.
Seems forever.
Seems like another lifetime remembering some of that stuff sometimes.
No, but that's my whole point. And what does all this mean? It means that I so desperately don't want to slip and go backwards.
No.
Now that you've had a taste again of it, can you imagine being in last place again?
Man, we're in last place.
I sure can't.
Oof.
No. That's why it's imperative. The pom-poms, the jerseys, all this is cute. But let's not lose focus on it. Because I'm not worried about our team in the locker room, because DQ and them, boy, they got a plan and a program and their execution. And because the leader is sane, the player, JD5, he's built differently. Thank goodness to his mom. My God, I'm so pleased that we're not being led by social media fanatic. We got a grip. We good. Now we just got to fill these pieces, because if you don't, and your opponent, you got to size up your opponent. This is Philadelphia and Howie. My biggest fear, and we'll start talk today, is interesting. For me, this Myles Garrett deal, and I love this response. X, you've been on fire. Some say it's too much, and I think one of the topics of debate today is that, what's your biggest fear for this upcoming season? Going back is just completely out of the question now. Never. One and dones, they happen. People pop up. I don't see that happen. Like, I can't envision going backwards. But you know, injuries could cause that. That's on board. But then depth overcomes that, because this team coaches up. You know what overcomes injuries? A good coaching staff. Because the players behind the starters develop. They get better. So you don't even... they take the sting out of when a player goes down. That's called development. We have that now. You don't have to hinge and hold your breath if your starter's not in. That's what development does. We've been so it's been benign around here. Everybody, well, got to have a number one draft. No, you know, it don't matter what round you drafted. It doesn't matter. And none of that matters. What matters is what the young person has programmed himself to be. Now that you're here, now what? And do you have the right coaching and trainers? They got the best training staff. They've got the best weight and conditioning. Now we're functioning like a championship organization. It's a beautiful thing. Now, want to sustain it. Definitely want to sustain it. Talking about winning, man, and Caps last night. I don't know how much because I know Saturday night you're gigging. But that rivalry, the pen, seeing the jerseys, the uniform, it brought it all back for me. And it seemed like we were never in our zone. I mean, the Pens were firing pucks at us, man. It seemed like we were at a gap like a carnival. Power play after power play after power play, and boys came up strong. I was proud of that. Really proud of it. So we'll get a lot to going on. Shout out to Clinton Portis. On the staff now, Delaware State University, running back coach and running game coordinator. CP, to me, one of the most talented people I've ever come in contact with. He can do whatever he puts his mind to. When I say from the sidelines covering his career, one of the best inside running backs I've ever seen. I've told him, and I say it all the time, unbelievable talent. And I think he held some talent hostage. I don't think you got to see full tilt because skill-wise, man, some of the best I've ever laid my eyes on. If he can, and he's a bright guy. He can transfer this, inspire, and lead some kids. I think he's got a chance to be a hell of a coach. A lot of young guys who were ballers are going into coaching. And you know the old adage, and I know, Metal, you probably heard it. They say the better the player doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a good coach. Well, it's a matter of what he puts his mind to. But don't tell me he can't, because I've seen him operate and how he works with teammates. But then again, you have to be seen. And also, at what phase of your life are you in to where maybe you need to do this for the right reasons? It's happening across the board now. Not at an alarming rate, but just seeing men of color getting into, be given the 80s opportunities and then to take advantage of it. It's not players' money. It's coaches' money. It's not players' hours. It's coaches' hours. And any player that's not lying will tell you he never desired to have the hours that his coach has. So it's a little bit in that, the transition. So a lot bumping, going on from there. The MGM National Listener Line number 1-800-636-1067 is our number. Commanders needs. A lot of us, and everybody's got an opinion. If not, we wouldn't be in business. But I'm interested as I listen about the priorities of these of these needs, because that is critical. Now, I don't lose any sleep over it, as some of you do, because I trust the staff. I trust our leadership. Question is, do we agree on the top three needs? Because it's kind of important, somewhat important. And I know we're moving in the right direction. That's important as well. So we shall see where we're going, how we're going to get there. I always love smoking Al Koken, and we'll share it with you when we get him on the horn, and how he made it clear to me the importance of us maintaining the hockey club in town. Save the Caps, 1980. Smoking Al Koken, our guy, will be with us. Our lines are lit. We start with the good doctor, who was playing coach to her sharpshooting daughter, three-point killer. Sabah, welcome. Good morning.
Hey there, Doc. Sorry I couldn't catch up with yesterday. We were on the plane, and by the time I landed, you had just finished the show.
No,
so,
we like
and,
the free, we like the soup kitchen. You know, we all volunteer based. We're the volunteer army.
Yeah, we're in St. Louis now. We won Friday. She didn't have the best of games, but the team won, so we'll take it. So we'll see how today goes. It's basically a win, and win the next two, and we can get the NCAA tournament. If we don't, we probably won't make it. So that's that deal. And I know you guys were talking about Webb and Yanni yesterday about the shoulder. How you had that blood clot.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't able to transfer that over to our audience. But that's please right. do that, because there'll be a lot of people that have a high IQ. They'll understand it, and it makes sense.
Well, now, I don't know exactly, obviously, what he has, but typically in the Rascatla syndrome, you know, in his case, he has venous. So what the Rascatla syndrome is where the rib, your first rib, and sometimes you get an extra rib called cervical rib, it compresses the major blood vessel that comes out of your heart that goes to your arm, okay? It's called subclavian, artery vein. And if it's constantly compressing and then you keep doing repetitive movements, like lifting your arms up, obviously he does, play basketball. Right. Lifting weights, obviously do that. You know, and you can actually get a slow of the blood flow there, and the slower it is, the more stagnant it is, like being on a plane for a long time, you get like blood clots in your legs or something.
Yeah.
That obstruction caused blood clot in his subclavian vein. Like I think, if I'm not mistaken, Strasburg had thoracic outlet syndrome the opposite way. He had the arterial. The artery was the one that was compressed. And so what happens on there, your blood supply gets limited, and now your arm goes numb. You can't feel it. The movement, it's weak. It hurts. And you can get nerve damage, which I think Strasburg ended up having. A lot of times, back in the day, they would just remove a portion of that first rib and decompress it. Nowadays, they're recommending against surgery because there are certain complications like nerve damage that can happen actually just with the surgery. So bottom line is, I don't think his overall health is really bad. I think it's just a structural thing in his body. So it's not like he has, like most people, he have like a DVT, which is deep vein thrombosis. You worried, did he have a cancer or some major illness? I don't think that's his case. It's just more likely structural in someone like him. So I think, you know, his life is going to be fine. But, you know, it's just, that's why he probably got the clot.
Where else can you get this kind of knowledge at a sports format? This is awesome. No, it's great. I mean, Pop is out now indefinitely. He had a stroke.
Yeah.
It's and Wimby, I mean, for a person who is clearly has zero medical background or intentions, I would ask a question, and I was told in classes that no question is a dumb question.
That's right.
What does his extended length, would it have anything to do with that?
Well, that's tough. It depends on how they end up treating it. Like, they have to, like, probably do some kind of studies. Sometimes it could just be the ligaments around the vein that's causing the obstruction. You can sort of snap those or cut those. You don't have to actually remove the rib. But if they can just relieve whatever the obstruction was causing the obstruction, he definitely, once he gets off his blood thinners. But the problem is the blood thinners, you can't play with those, because if somebody hits you, I mean, you can get a bleed in your brain. So you obviously cannot play when you're on the blood thinners. But when he's off of that, that usually takes several months, like next year, he should be able to play if they can just relieve whatever the obstruction was caused. So I don't think it's going to be a long term where he'll never play again. But again, I don't know his exact story, but you know, you usually can come back from these things.
No, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many formats you can call and get this type of information.
Thanks, Doc. I love you. I'll be listening. Game doesn't start till noon.
So Blue Devils wasn't messing around against the Illini.
But my Tar Heels actually won yesterday, can believe it or not. I couldn't believe
that.
You
went out.
So
we'll
see what happens. Your UCLA Brewers aren't doing that well either. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're terrible right now. But the women are playing well.
That's right. So is my win. Carolina women.
But it's not over. You know, we were judged in March. So we'll see what happens.
Thank
you so much.
Give
a 3-point ace high five for me.
Thank you,
sir. That is Dr. Sabal. How about that? Metal, your brain swelled up now?
Well, I was wondering what was going on with, like, Wimby especially. You know, I saw that report that he'll be out for the season now, and I guess if he's on blood thinners, that explains why he'll be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not... I just, you know, obviously enjoy watching him play. It's... guy has game. I mean, it's not a... He can play. But, I mean, Pop... Really concerned about Pop.
Yeah, Pop thing is not great news. Yeah.
No. Man, he made it look easy down in San Antonio. It's not easy to be outside of what he had to deal with when the Lakers were really the Lakers, and he didn't give a damn. He went through them.
He's kind of the Bill Parcells of the NBA, I feel, you know.
Oh, man, you're right. Great point. That an original, or did you steal that? Did you do a Linnell?
I just made it up. I don't know, but I mean, the legacy he left and the amount of time that the Spurs were so good with so many.
Yeah, that
it's
was
not
good.
Like, it's not like he just rode one player or something either. You know, he was there for a
he
long
built
time.
A system,
yeah,
and carried it out. Yeah, that was good. That was that was awesome, man. It absolutely was. MGM National Listener Line. We appreciate Dr. Sabah. And the beauty about this, and I still am blown away every time I see it in print, the Odyssey app, that all of this is free. One of the best values in America. You can get this type of quality for absolutely free. Let's take a first break right here on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, DOC, Heavy Metal. Don't forget, we promise and we will deliver The Wizard, Walt Williams, and Smoking Al Kolkin. We'll be back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10:25. In the nation's capital, Doc Walker on a hot microphone. Just heard from your boy, Big Tony. He's out shooting, looking for squirrels. And knowing him, he'd probably find a way to eat them. Have you ever eaten squirrel?
No, Doc. Okay. Sounds a little gamey for my taste.
Are you a hunter?
Am I a hunter?
Have you been out doing a wild game thing like Big Tony? Okay.
No, I'm not.
Do you think Big Tony actually does hunt?
He's doing something out in the woods. I don't know.
Well, I agree with you. You just nailed that one, brother. He is doing something out there, and that something would be interesting. How much have you seen Cooper Flagg, the young man at Duke?
What I have seen has been pretty great. I haven't watched a whole lot of full Duke games. Not a Duke fan myself. Much prefer Maryland. But, I have seen him. He's been on a lot of highlights and stuff this season.
Yeah.
And,
he's nice.
I think he's still the favorite to be the number one overall pick in the NBA, it looks like, this draft, next draft. So.
Yeah, no. Nice game. We can say good morning to... G from the shop, he's up. I mean, these nights be rough, man. And shout out to Pops, who's celebrating his 69th birthday. And we have to definitely honor brothers who have longevity. That's in my age group, and we love that. So, I told you that. I couldn't have told you because I didn't talk to you yesterday because Mad Max was here. Sanchez. I mean, he's been tapping in. So it's like getting the old gang is like getting back. And that's cool. And they have to go through that fatherhood thing. You know, he's responsible now. They go from being gym rats and, you know, sports heels to some responsibility. But I did check Cooper's game out. I'm not going to overreact to Luka and LeBron because it's kind of what you should have expected. But you don't know it until you see it. I do respect Joker's my dude. I mean, anybody that looks like the Joker looks, and as smooth as he is, how could he not be a guy? But Bron and Luka, and I don't know if we've ever gone in depth on this. What do you have a theory behind what really happened with Luka, or do you think it's what you see is what you get?
Like, are you saying like why he was traded by Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, what? I mean, you don't. Do you buy all of that?
I don't know. They clearly were not happy with something off the court because you can't really argue his on the court play wasn't good enough.
Agreed.
So clearly, I mean, I don't know. Without being someone that has access to being in that locker room day in, day out, traveling with the team and whatever, I don't know. They clearly saw something that they were like, maybe he wasn't motivated enough or he wasn't, you know, they didn't like his diet or workout routine or something.
Well, that's clear. And don't they have the right to do that with that kind of money at stake?
I mean, it seems like not the play that I would do. You know, I feel like part of your job as being someone that runs an NBA team is to make your stars perform their best. And if they're not doing what you want in that kind of off the court sense, then you bring in people that can make them do it. You know what I mean? Be like, okay, well, this guy clearly needs a personal trainer that's going to motivate his ass. Or maybe he needs a chef or just like something.
And okay, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or Mr. Obvious. But can you send that guy to Philadelphia to help Joel Embiid then? I mean, in other words, is there really a guy that's capable of handling it? And why is it
is it just restricted to the NBA? It's not easy to make those guys do that sometimes.
But is it just the NBA? Do we have this kind of guy in the NFL? Is he an MLB? I mean, is this a type? Because I'm not really mad. Now, I don't know the whole thing of it with the GM, and I've learned the hard way. If it sounds and feels like it could be a conspiracy, it might as well be. So, with the Nike background, the LA, I'm listening to everything. But the dude is, do I pay a guy the ultimate max deal? And the only reason I say this is because Bradley Beal, who's a very nice person, I like him as a person, I can't be mad at him because he got some people to overpay him.
Well, the thing that Beal did that was annoying, though, was that he was like, yeah, I want to be here forever. Give me this giant contract. And then next year he's like, I'm not playing here anymore. Trade me. And it's like, okay, so like a year ago you wanted a ton of money because you want to be here forever. And then 1 year later you're like, psych, you paid me. I'm out. Like that was kind of annoying about Beal. I mean, it's whatever. I guess
I think he knew what he was dealing with.
I guess it's Phoenix's problem. I know, but it's like you don't propose marriage to somebody and then like a month later you're like, I'm out. Just kidding. I got the stuff I want. I got the ring.
Okay,
and whatever
here's
out of it.
You know, like,
I got my stuff.
Are we in creating an environment that produces this outcome? And is this an NBA thing? Or a new generation sports thing is what I'm saying. Because anybody that comes from my era or even people older than I am that paying through it worse, and it's going to be that old adage that, yeah, you did it for $5, now they get $500. So what? Everything changes. You used to have to roll your window down manually. Now you can push a button. Get over it. And I do believe in that. I'm not hating on progress, but I can never take it out of my mind, having watched what happened in hockey and what was trying to clean up their all-star game and doing the nation's day, and watching all of this that I saw when people compete and to seeing the nature of our all-star games that are just absolutely pathetic. And well, look like
there's injuries now, though, because of this Four Nations tournament. There are players that are injured that won't necessarily be playing the rest of the season, maybe not into the playoffs and stuff.
Yeah,
now.
And they knew it coming in, and they predicted
a couple games. But is it if you're a fan of the teams, you know? Now we're lucky because you know the Russian teams wasn't invited, so or involved right. or whatever, so we didn't have to worry about Ovi getting injured. But you know,
I'm glad we had nobody injured
in the middle of this, and you know, there goes his shot at Gretzky's record this season and whatever, all yeah. because of like a 2 or 3 game playoff thing. Like,
this season, but not ever forever. Okay, I'm a steel hypocrite. I never want my pitchers in the All-Star game.
There you go. You want to watch everybody
and
else's
And I admit
team,
it.
Everybody else is playing.
No, I admit it. I hated it when Scherzer was in it. I don't want my guys pitching in the All-Star game other than maybe one pitch. Ceremonial. And that's being honest with you. But what I'm saying is that, is this an NBA thing? I'm not saying I'm mad at the GM. If the dude is lazy and I'm paying him what I'm paying him and I can't get him in shape, but he can still average 30, he's still a beast. But I'm going, in order for me to now, I'm going to triple his salary. Don't I have the right to cut bait? And wouldn't I be considered a genius if I'm on Wall Street or if I'm in Silicon Valley and I saved the company money down the road? Or was it a scam? And is he capable? I mean, maybe it opens his eyes up.
Here's the
maybe
thing.
It's the best thing ever happened to
here's
him.
Here's the thing. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, maybe that's why Dallas got rid of him because they just, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, do you think you really, like, Luka at his age is a player. It's almost like getting Jaden Daniels on your team. He's a player you can build a team around for years to come. You know, years. You just start putting other pieces around him, and you're going to have a contender. And you can't tell me that Dallas is better without him. Like, you just can't. Not right now. I don't. Maybe they'll have more cap space, and then they'll get somebody. I don't know, but where they're at right now, you can't tell me they have more likely to win a championship. When they were in the finals last season, you can't tell me they're more likely to go back again this year without him. That just doesn't seem like.
Well, it's going to be interesting because again, we saw him not play D. We haven't seen. I mean, the condition. It's so rare for me to see a guy that talented, and we're begging him to work out. Not the first athlete in this situation. I think it's really compelling. I think it is really interesting. I do think the money has a lot to do with it. We will find out when the shoe companies get involved. But I'm surprised it hasn't created more buzz.
Aaron Rodgers didn't go to his pre-training camps and stuff last year. And, you know, he didn't get all the reps in with his receivers. And he started off rusty because of it. I mean, there's other players that don't want to do stuff, too.
Yeah,
and how's it working out for the NBA? Definitely, I think there is a certain level of players that just aren't motivated enough. But I don't think it's just the NBA; it's other places too. You just don't hear that criticism about Aaron Rodgers doing as much as you do about you know anyone in the NBA.
That's true. We do cover the sports from a different standpoint, but I don't know. Can't wait to get to the bottom of this. It's just like, do you really believe Bron didn't know? I do believe he didn't. Believe he didn't.
I can't imagine they'd make a trade that substantial and not at least be like, hey, this might be happening or something.
No, I do believe he didn't. And it's just like Pat Riley. But I agree with Pat. I like what Pat did. Pat said, Bron, you got to go. I need a player. I don't need an assistant GM. And they just cut it. I don't like the way the Lakers run their operation. I've never been a fan of how they do business with that. I think they run it like a general store. That's why I call it, you know, Mayberry. But these two dudes together, now one thing about them, they're unselfish. They pass well. But it would be interesting to see Luka in shape, just like it would have been great to see AD in the best shape of his life. Like, hey, Bron's Bron, but it didn't change AD. I mean, certain guys at this point with this kind of financial independence, I think they are who they are. Interesting, though. Really, really interesting. 1-800-636-1067 is how I look at it. You got a shot at it. I'll let you, boy. We'll be right back. I always felt like there was something about PJ Jeffries 175 on X. Anybody that would step up to heavy metal man who's 6'10", 400 pounds. He says, hey, Doc.
Every time you talk about
he
me.
He says, Doc, your boy clearly doesn't know how sorry Bradley Beal's deal was traded. They knew Bill and Ted was straight trash. Bill held fans hostage for 10 years. Please don't mention Bradley. When I hear Ron Rivera, Bill, Dan, The Wiz, old GMs, and owners, I get sick to my stomach. Appreciate that.
Here's the thing, though. I should say this. I am also a Phoenix Suns fan. I used to live out in Phoenix, and back when Barkley played on the Suns, my pops had season tickets to the Suns, so I went to quite a few games out there at the Southwest Arena at the time. And so I still follow the Suns. And let me tell you, Bradley Beal's their problem now, and I'm still not loving that. I really, really was hoping we were going to get Jimmy Butler for him. Miami smartly did not trade him for Bradley Beal, but we're still stuck with him out there, too, right now. So.
Yeah, anybody.
That said, I wouldn't have yelled at his wife like that one fan or whatever. I wouldn't have done any of that. But
I just think anybody, no trade deals, any of those things kind of should be reserved to people that have brought a ring, a championship to a program, as a way of, hey, thank you. But dudes that are ringless, getting these golden parachute deals to me is mind-boggling. When it happened, I was blown away to this day. But then I really shouldn't have been blown away. Whenever people get outside of their field of interest, why would you expect them to hit a three if a guy don't shoot? Not a shooter. So the only way he's going to land is if he gets lucky. And that's what happens. And nice guy. Nice player. I thought the Celtics series, I saw his growth. Like I say, nice guy. But when you look at SGA, when you look at some of these young ballers now, the way they, I mean, it just there's a different side to them. They're vicious. And I don't know if Brad has that cell, that gene in him. But he got paid. And he got paid. And so I ain't mad at him. Wasn't his fault. I can't help a man because another man overpaid him.
He's got a good agent, clearly.
Was it the agent or just he's just dealing with somebody that's got outside of their field of interest? And that's what happens. You know, these people all knew this. It's not like they have the experience in this particular area just because you genius in one area doesn't mean you're genius in everything you do, and that's what happens to most people, especially with money. They think because they have money, they're good at everything. Wrong. It's just not true. Just not true. We don't amplify your mistakes like we do with most people because nobody wants to be the person to go public saying anything, really, about anybody with means. But the bottom line to it is that everybody makes mistakes. The mistakes get magnified, you know, when you got deep pockets. Break time we go right here on Overtime. We appreciate all of you for tapping in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be back with more right here. In the nation's capital. Beautiful Sunday. Here with you, Doc Walker, Heavy Metal. Here with you, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. It's been interesting. Love the debate, especially when, none of us have the answers, but we think we get a little bit closer to it when we lay it on the line and try to figure it out. The key to all of this is that you care enough to even put any brain power on it. But I do think it's worthy. Rhodes, out of Manassas, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Rhodes in Manassas? Good morning.
My man. What's happening?
Okay, I'm a Laker fan. I'm a chess master. And I've run some marathons.
Wow.
How can a guy not train to get that kind of money?
Blessed.
And be lazy. I can't understand that.
He's just super blessed. I mean, he is. I've seen people that remain nameless that have so much talent, and they're not in shape. They don't push themselves to they cut corners. They had Hall of Fame talent, but didn't go get it. And so that I can understand. Luca, and that's why from a business standpoint, do I really want to give that person a max deal if I'm convinced that they're not going to change? And they're a one-way player, no defense, all offense, may not be in shape, and you want me to commit that much of my revenue to one person. And in the back of my mind, Joel Embiid has got to be there. I've got to at least consider that. And I think as an investor or a taskmaster GM type, I'd have to consider it, and I think it would make me a little nervous. But he's gifted. I mean, AD's a beast, and he's kind of like consolation, throwing him in. They don't even mention him.
It's amazing.
And LeBron was with AD. Did it change AD's work ethic? I don't know if LeBron's that type of guy, is a pipe piper. I think LeBron's I do me. And if you do you, you do you, but I do me.
I mean,
I don't know if he's that Chris Paul kind of guy.
AD played real well in the bubble. Now, maybe that was part of it, you know, having that kind of separation from everyone. But
why do we have to keep coaching grown-ass men to be professional and diligent about things that make some millionaires?
It's amazing. You take running marathons and all that stuff. It's no money in it. But you have to get out there and run for miles. And
chefs,
you have to read and play for hours all night, and there's no money in it. And here these guys, you have to beg them to train to make millions of dollars.
Yeah. And I wonder, is it our age that makes us say that? Because having watched the hockey competition here last week, and to look at how our NBA All-Star game has fallen, it's fallen apart for years. But as I grew up, I remember it being highly competitive. I couldn't wait to see it. Now these guys make all this, and nobody wants to go play in it. So it's a three-point shooting contest for me or nothing. And I just wonder, did we do this to them? Somehow we have to take responsibility for allowing it to happen. And then how do you change it?
That's amazing. Also, I read Jabon Wilt ahead of Jordan. All right, I'm out.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, you better leave on that one because, you know, that's the one of the talk radio bombs. You drop it and you run out the room. Because I just don't – it'd be like if it was a slow day. You might have a shot at that. But you have the right to say it. That's all I'm going to say on that. You got a right to say it. It's not like it's a joke if you say Wilt, if you say – anybody you say – but from my eyes, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, and I'm going to say to me, it's not even close. Now, that may be arrogant to say it's not even close. But when you don't even get to game sevens, man left the sport and came back and dominated again. Come on, really? And we're not talking about a seven-footer. Did you consider the Bulls a super team without Mike?
Well, by the time they brought Rodman in, I mean, Rodman, Pippen, Jordan was just, that's a
great team.
That's three Hall of Famers in your starting lineup.
It's like Golden State. It's a hell of a good lineup. And they were really good. KD took them to a different level. But they had won without KD, but KD definitely took them to a different level. Because KD is one of the – he's a bad man.
I mean, he hasn't won anywhere except for Golden State, though. So, again, he's on what? My Suns. I love him, but, you know.
Yeah, well, can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. That's, to me, what separates him from Mike. Mike wasn't alone either. But I ain't never seen anybody pull the wheelbarrow like Mike.
I think that's part of it, too. I think there are certain players that can really build that team, even with other great players. You know, it's like you need that one guy to really spearhead everyone. I don't know that KD's that guy. He can play with other great stars and they'll win. I don't know that he can be the star that makes them all win, though, because he's there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a conversation. That, my friend, is a conversation and a good question. We got the guy coming up that can answer a lot of this. Walt Williams, the Wizard, been on the floor with him, done it. He was a bad, bad man. Stick and stay with us right here on Overtime. We'll be back.